For a long time, I was trying to write a poem about doing massage work. And I came up against the paradox, which is that the person who does massage is a nonverbal person. And I couldn't, she would not speak. She had nothing to say, she just liked to do it. And I wrestled with this for months, maybe 2 years, you know, trying to find the way into this poem, because it means a great deal to me. It's a form of worship to me. And I wanted to speak about it, but I couldn't until I realized that she is nonverbal, and I had to write a persona poem, so to speak. The poet had to write what the poet thought the masseuse was going to say. So the masseuse. Always an angel rises from the figure, naked and safe between my towels, as before taboo. It's why I close my eyes. A smell precedes him as the heart fills from his bowl. I bow down to the riddle of the ear, its embryonic swirl nested with nodes that calm the uncurled spine, a maypole among organs. Each day, a stranger or almost crosses my heart to die from the unsayable into the thickened beating of those wings, and we are shy. We're frightened, as with clothes on we forget abysmally what heaven shares with death. What gypsy vowels, unshackled from the lips, rush the impenetrable mind, and the atlas clicks in my trowel hands. Crocuses on the threshold south side then and now. It goes on, like an egret scaling the unruly bands of atmosphere we have agreed on by my palms, erratic longing of the flesh to try. Toes crack, hips soften in the spine, a seaweed in the shallow spume undulates like a musical string by the struck note, helpless with harmonics. Rock, cradle the perceptible scar of the compass, sensible stigma and a poised blind of trust angling for reentry, and the rain, the wind across its face like minnows in the dark of love schooling the light, will speak to you, and you will walk home dizzy, grazed by the gloaming and the just illumined stars.